It's another Ag News update. What's happening with gold?
Yeah, I would call gold in this case our uncertainty indicator.
More after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX.
Great amount of uncertainty that's in the economy right now. And so a lot of investors and central banks moving to own gold. And even as pulling silver up there to record values as well, are trying to, well, at least recent, I'd have to go back and look and see if the big sugar squeeze, I can't remember now, silver squeeze, if we spiked higher at that point, but new highs for that market as well. And it comes down to the uncertainty. If you look at next week and its tariff announcements next week, the market is very nervous about that. Now, the equity market was under pressure, modest pressure today. But overall, these markets, and I'm talking the broader markets now, have largely priced in a value that they feel comfortable taking into next week. But where do we go from there? What kind of tariff announcements are we going to get on April 2nd next week? What kind of retaliatory actions are we going to get from our trading partners next week? That's the uncertainty the market's trying to price in. And that uncertainty is driving a lot of people right now toward the gold market, toward the hard assets, I should say. And gold is kind of the poster child for the hard assets.
It's another Ag News update.